And right now, it is about 8 minutes after the hour, a little bit early here, but the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And we are currently waiting for our athlete to give us a call here on the phone, and we'll wait a few more minutes here. But anyway, we have a wrestler that's going to be our Athlete of the Week this week from Hudson High School, and his name is Nicholas Sorrow, and he's probably trying to call us right now. But he had an excellent weekend this last week. As he won the DCC Wrestling Tournament. And this is a tournament that features some of the best wrestlers in the state. So we wanted to congratulate him on a great job and getting his win. I'm not sure how many victories he had to win that DCC, but I'm sure it had to be a few.
Yeah, that's one of the top tournaments every year. And, of course, Hudson and number of the really good teams, they really compete at the highest level every weekend to challenge their kids and set them up for postseason, set them up for their conference championships and the districts and regionals and all that. So it gives them a chance to wrestle the best in the state. And, boy, they hang in there with just about everybody.
They absolutely do. And, you know, we have this is a great area for wrestling, and you know, you talk about Hudson. How many state championships have they won? And you got Dundee, and you've got Adrian.
And Hudson can't ever win a conference championship because yeah. Dundee has dominated that for years.
Yes.
And it really is. We're we're in probably one of the strongest areas in the state for teams that can compete at the highest level. And teams that traditionally make it to the finals or semifinals in the state as a team,
no question.
And you
about
don't
it.
Do that. I mean, without depth.
And a lot of these teams, that's how they win. They have that depth, and yeah. And in every weight class too. So, but anyway, we are still waiting, and hopefully I know he's in class. Here we go right now. I think he's calling in. Good morning. Is this Nick? Nick, welcome to Inside the Cave. We were just talking about you and your big win over this last weekend over the holiday, and that was at the DCC tournament. What's DCC tournament?
Detroit Catholic Central Invite. You know, they're the best team in D1, so they host the tournament every year, invite some of the best teams in the state, and, you know, we get after it.
So how many matches did you have to win?
I had four matches in total.
And that was in one day, or is that over the weekend?
Just Saturday, over Saturday.
Just Saturday. So tell us about your career in wrestling. I think we had you on before, maybe last year, on Inside the Cave. But tell us about how you got started.
Well, when I was, like, 4 years old, my family was, like, big into, like, jiu-jitsu. So I saw my brothers doing that, so I wanted to get into it. I was never really that good at jiu-jitsu because I was so young. But then by the time, like, I was in first grade, the Flyers, you know, like, wrestling Flyers came into our class, and I brought it home and thought it would be something good to try, and it just stuck.
Well, Nicholas, I mean, you've obviously are one of the top wrestlers in Lenawee County, but how your season sets up, do you set a lot of goals for yourself to achieve? Do you leave that up to your coach to kind of set that up for you? But how do you set up your season? I know you wrestle in a lot of invites, some of the top invites, but then you got the county tournament, then you got the districts and regionals and states. How do you align all that?
I don't really look too far ahead, really. I just look what we're doing this week, and match for match, just try and keep it one match at a time, you know, and just focus on, like, scoring points, not being passive, you know, getting the situations I like, you know, just being relentless out there.
And what year in school are you this year?
I'm sorry?
Are you a senior this year?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Are you a senior this year in school?
No, I'm a junior.
Oh, okay, so you got another year ahead of you. So what will be your plan now? I know you do you play other sports, Nick?
It's up in the air. I usually run track or cross country. I didn't run cross country this year, but I might, maybe not. I do wrestle all year round, though,
yeah.
So that interferes with that, too.
And intentions to wrestle beyond high school?
Yeah, I'm actually committed to Michigan State to wrestle out there after we're done.
Wow, good for you. Good for you.
So how was that, the process of being recruited? The coaches give you a call all the time and keep track of what you're doing?
Yeah, like when, I don't know if it was June 15th, I believe, when recruiting opened up, you know, they're getting some calls. And, you know, they'd, like, call and then text, like every now and then. And then eventually when I started going on visits, I went to Bucknell, Indiana, and then Michigan State. You know, I wanted to get a school before wrestling season, so I would reach out to coaches that reached out to me like previously, you know, saying you were interested. I'm like, hey, I'm interested in school. You know, tell them a little about myself, and then went from there. And then I got a visit scheduled, and it's kind of like where you know you want to be. Like, you don't really want to wait and sit on that. Like, once you get a place that you're comfortable with, I was confident in making that decision.
Now, you said you wrestle year-round. What, do you have a club that you wrestle with? Or how does that work on a year-round basis?
A bunch of guys will go to a barn in Dundee. I go there. And I also go up to Lansing with Nick Simmons. He's a great wrestler. You know, I learned a lot from him. And, yeah, just, like, sharpening skills. And then there's, like, summer tournaments, too. And then just get ready for those, prep, work on what we need to work on.
Well, what's next? What's next on your schedule, Nicholas? What do you have this weekend?
We have the Clarkston duels. Clarkston, I think they're 2 or 3 in D1, so they're pretty tough. And then there'll be some other teams there. I'm not sure who, but a pretty tough weekend, about like 5 duels, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I know the LCAA conference schedule is a little different than it used to be, but are you wrestling during the week right now or pretty much just on weekends?
Pretty much just on weekends here until we like start getting into districts and regionals. We'll have a Wednesday meet for team, but we haven't had any Wednesday. We've had one Wednesday, and it was here at Hudson, and that was all for this season until like postseason.
What's your record so far this season?
I'm not sure what exactly, like, I know I lost one to Tough Kid in Ohio. It's a swing match, but he got the better of me that day, but I don't know how many wins I have. I should be closing in on 150 by the end of the year, career-wise.
Tell us a little bit about your coach.
Well, he's a... You know, very experienced. He's been doing this for a long time. You know, he's been around wrestling his whole life.
Right.
So, like, if you have anything, just talk to that guy for 20 minutes, you know, enlighten you. Very good, like, trying to keep positive energy and, you know, at the same time, like, teaching, like, toughness, like, getting a good mix of, like, staying positive. But at the end of the day, wrestling's kind of like a fight, so you got to be ready for that. And I think he's great at, you know, finding that in between.
What's the toughest match that you've had during your career?
During my career, I would say last year when I lost a tough one in triple overtime at the DCC invite.
Yeah, triple overtime. That's that's hard to take, I bet.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, we're just about out of time here on Inside the Cave and our Athlete of the Week. And, Nicholas, we want to congratulate you again. We do have a certificate here, a cave towel for you, and we will definitely get that to you before the week is over with. And we'd like to get a picture of you so we can put it on our Facebook. And, again, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
And our Athlete of the Week program is brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And again, congratulations to Nicholas Sorrow from Hudson High School Wrestling, our Athlete of the Week. And Nicholas, good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.